Hello, Tom. Thanks for clicking for us, Tom. We always appreciate that. Clicking is a very nice thing to do. And welcome to those on Facebook joining us so far. Let's bless God a little bit here this tonight. So we practice, in theory, practice these things. Then we're going to find out what really happens, right?
Theory all over the place. Theory we practice, music theory, church theory.
And Nicole's over here on her little guitar, too. There you go, Nicole.
It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, I open up my heart and say, Lord, here's every part. It's all about you. It's not about me. It's all about you. It's not about my pride. It's all about your truth. So right here from the start, open up my heart and say, Lord, here's every part. 'Cause it's all about you, yeah. Jesus, it's all about you.
About me, it's all about you. It's not about my pride, it's all about your truth. So right here from the start, I opened up my heart and said, Lord, here's every part. It's all about you, yeah. Jesus, it's all about you. Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about, oh, it's all about Jesus, it's all about you. It's all about you. Welcome, Sarah, Karen, Kelly, Gary, Patty. Awesome. Patty's on here, and John Taylor's on here, too. Welcome, folks. Welcome. We are drummerless this evening, but that doesn't mean we can't have a little percussion.
Stevie Nicks on the tambourine.
So what do you do when you don't have a drummer available? What do? You end up bringing in the banjo, which is kind of a percussive instrument.
There's still some major differences.
And then we have lots of fun singing. There we go. We got words on the screen if you haven't figured it out by now. So you got to have some fun singing along with us. You ready for this? Oh, tell me when you guys are ready. We're all capoed too, yes. Even the mandolin is capoed. Brandon's at the mandolin. Bruce doing stuff on bass. Todd playing around on the guitar. Me on the banjo. Rita helping sing along. Karen, you can never see her back here because of the way we have the camera set up. Maybe one of these days we'll figure out a better way to do this.
Like an extra camera that comes down.
Like.
Yeah, here we go. One, two, three.
Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Children,
step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come to an angel singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stood up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raised our swords to fight. For the Bible is my weapon, and the Spirit is my shield. The earth needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love.
Children,
step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
There's a victory for the Christian who walks a narrow way. There's been a prize appointed for the soul who was not straying. Oh, I want to live for Jesus, be all that I should be. Till I can rest in forever, to live eternally.
Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come to an angel singing praises to the Lamb of God.
Hello, Brandon.
To the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of His love. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing, hear those glad bells ringing. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come on, children, step into the water. Come on, children, step into the water. Come on, children, step into the water. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, it was a little fast, but we had fun with it anyway.
The minute we started, like, oh, that's going to be
fun. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a marathon.
It's going to be a marathon, and it was, but it's all good. Karen, you okay with doing this one? I want to sing this one. I think it'd be fun. I do. I want to sing this one. I want to sing this one. Jesus. Yeah, that's it. There's four verses.
Four
which mic is running extra hot here? We got to figure this out here.
Could it be the mandolin one? Because I was the only one playing when it squealed last time.
Go ahead and just touch on it. No? Huh. Well, one of these mics is running hot, by golly. Question is, which one?
I think it's that one. Let's find out.
I heard it when you started talking there again.
Let's see if it was that one. Yep, it was that one. It was that guy. Or is it? No, there's still a tiny ring there, isn't there?
I think it's a little whistle coming off your main mic.
Really?
Just a tiny little whistle.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right. God is good. God is good. Thank you, Karen. Jesus, keep me near the cross.
There a precious fountain, free to all a healing stream, flows from Calvary's mountain. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, a trembling soul, love and mercy found me. There the bright and morning star sheds its beams around me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross, O Lamb of God, bring it seems before me. Help me walk from day to day with its shadows o'er me. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river. Near the cross I'll watch and wait, hoping, trusting ever, till I reach the golden strand just beyond the river. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory ever, till my raptured soul shall find rest beyond the river.
It's a pretty old hymn, isn't it? You like that one, yeah? I kind of feeling you would. Kind of feeling
like
you'd
really
like that one. Who else has joined us here? I see Lester has joined us. Earl, Greg Ernst Jr. I mean, a long time no see, Greg. Stephanie King. Oh, God bless that. Stephanie, I hope you stick around the whole time here. I'm probably going to be sharing a little bit without names from with that. Yeah. Well, she knows the story, but I won't say. Okay, God bless her. And Serena's on here, and Lester. Yeah, Lester Brown. God bless him. Got Lester Brown writes here. When is the drum solo? Well, you're going to get it right now, actually. Ha, 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 ha. Insert chuckle here.
The drum solo, you can't even hear it.
Solo, you can't hear it? Oh, Brandon.
Solo.
That's,
solo.
Man, and he's young, and he has corny jokes like that. How crazy is this?
All right. Fortunately, I have the best teachers.
Now, for I can only imagine, we still have stuff we're having fun with, so at the end of the day, we're just kind of following whatever Brandon kind of does, maybe kind of. Because it's Thursday night. Thursday night, it's practice night. Oh, it's practice night, it's Thursday night.
Yeah, I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine
what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Will my knees, will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine. When that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun, I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when all I will do is forever worship you. I can only imagine.
Okay. You listen to the cowbell. It's There's rules. That went really well. I really liked that.
Actually, we're going to. So for those of you watching us on Facebook Live, we are going to do that the week of Halloween.
I was still talking about the special this week. Yeah, I really liked that.
I like that one too. Okay,
that went well.
Yeah, actually, we've got Christian lyrics that don't fear the Reaper, so that's
that's
going to be a lot of fun. We're not doing the closing. We're just going to go right in the wagon wheel here. That's right. We've only done that once. We haven't done that more than once. So we're going to have a lot of fun with that. All right, no capos. Okay. We get rid of capos. Last song here. Who else has joined us here? I see Steve has joined us and Sherry has joined us. Hey, Lester liked that song. Cool.
Nice.
Lester Brown liked that song. Thank you, Lester. Nice. Even with the fake drumming.
Even the fake drummer. Was the drumming fake or was the drummer fake?
Yes.
Good answer.
Yes, it was. There we go.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Figured out the problem. Ladies and gentlemen, please hold by. We have technical difficulties.
Check.
Jeopardy music right here. Just do
a whole lot better.
There we go. Much better. But hold on a second. I thought this G sounded awfully bad. No wonder. Yuck.
All right. We'll give it a good count.
Welcome to Thursday night where we practice. We get the restart. We get to hit the magical buttons. But that adds the unique flavor to you watching on Thursday night here. And this is an old banjo, so you have to be kind to it. It's pert near catgut.
I can't hear the bass anymore. He gets drowned out easy.
I'm just hitting hard.
Where'd Nicole go? Hey, now we got a chance.
All right.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, close enough to perfect. Count it off again, Brandon. Take two is right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Head down south to the land of the pines, thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road and I pray to God I see headlights. Made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. Hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me.
Running from the cold, up in New England, I was born to be a fiddler in an old-time string band. Baby plays the guitar, did the banjo now. And what could you hear?
Close enough.
Keep getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to leave town. But ain't turning back to living that old life no more.
So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me.
Walking to the south out of Roanoke, caught a trucker out of Philly, had a nice long talk. He said west from the Cumberland Gap to Johnson City,
Tennessee, and I gotta get a move on before the sun. I hear my Jesus call my name, and I know that he's the only one. And if I die, I'm probably, at least I will die free. So rock me, Jesus, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me.
One more time now.
Rock me, Jesus, like a wagon train. Rock me, Jesus, any way you feel. Hey, Jesus, rock me. Rock me, Jesus, like the wind and the rain. Rock me, Jesus, like a southbound train. Hey, Jesus, rock me.
Notes to the author. Brandon, start it slower next time. Yes, we resolve the G. Yeah,
some other ones.
I hear my Jesus call my name, and I know that he's the only one. That gets a lot of words in one place if that's good.
See, well, welcome to Michelle and Joanne, Wendell, Janice, Joni, Dave, Edwards. Join. Whoa. Janice Daner, thank you.
We're speeding up.
Oh my gosh, Joanne Waters. God bless. Hang out here. We got a little message to share with us too. We take prayer requests too. So for those of you who haven't joined us before, we're going to share a message with you. Yeah, about 10 minutes or so, depending on where God leads. And we take prayer requests here. We actually get in a circle here. And we lift up your prayers. So you got any prayer requests? Bring them on in here. Give me just a second to get switched over to a different microphone. Grace. Can you hear me now? Maybe. Been having problems with the connection on this mic, so give me just a second here. Okay, it's there. Now it decides it wants to be friendly. Maybe. Okay, I can almost hear myself now. Bruce is a front row person tonight, huh?
I'm going to sit in the best row. Okay. I'm going to sit in the best row.
Looks like John just joined us. Hello, John. Okay, now what I've got to do here is, and everybody here always knows what Greg ends up having to do, but give me just a second. I need to bring Facebook up on my phone so I can watch any prayer requests coming through, because Facebook does not do a good job on this tablet. There we go. Okay. Well, well, well. You know, we weren't here last Thursday, as you know, because we had the men's Walk to Emmaus happening. And I've shared a little bit about the Walk to Emmaus, but I'll give you a brief recap for those who haven't heard me share on that. So, many years ago, the Roman Catholic Church started this event called Curcio, okay? And from that event, the United Methodist Church actually, I guess technically, bought the rights or whatever to be able to go ahead and essentially make their own program from that. Okay, so the upperroom.org sponsors something called the Walk to Emmaus. And what the Walk to Emmaus essentially does is it takes that program. It's a 3-day event, and it puts it, it adds a little to it. So they're very similar, but they're very similar with it. It is a non-denominational event. Roman Catholics can attend to and all that. However, the Roman Catholic Church, you know, they just the Roman Catholics for attend that. But still just an amazing program, because what happens on this, it's a 3-day event. It starts for the adults. The adults have what they call walks, and it's not a physical walk. It's a spiritual walk. And for the teenagers, age 15 to about 24, we actually extend that up through. They actually do what are called flights. On the flights, you actually hear, of both of them, you hear a total of 15 talks, 5 talks each day. 5 talks are what's called grace talks. And 10 are done by lay people. And
The difference between the two is the chrysalis flights. They have a couple talks that they don't have on the adult talk. And those are actually single living and marriage. They actually bring in a married couple. And there's some question and answer stuff that happens on the younger flights. So I like working the young flights and that because they're young. They've got more energy. they make me feel young, right? So it's good. But however, the walk we did this past week was done up at Camp Chautauqua, which is just north of Carlisle. As a matter of fact, it's literally just over the Montgomery County line, the Warren Montgomery County line. So if you're going up I-75, you get off at 123 and 4 miles off the exit. Great facility. And actually there I met a couple young ladies who I won't name just unless she comes on here and says, yeah, you can say my name. Because she was one of the ones I saw on here. One of the things that I was tasked with, I was part of what they call the team. Now you have what they call the conference room. Todd's been through it. You have what they call the conference room, which is essentially all what we call pilgrims, the people that are coming for the first time with the event. So they got the conference room that all comes together with it. And then you've got all the people behind the scenes. Well, I was one of the behind the scenes, and I was in charge of what they call prayer. So I was the prayer team lead. And of course, when you think team, you think lots of people, right? And I was like me and another guy. Not a problem, because the reality is I pull people as they're walking by. Come here. We're going to pray for this guy. But one of the things that I had to do or had the privilege of doing is because I do prayer team lead, one of the things God led me to do was to anoint just about every place that the pilgrims and the team, for that matter, was going to be. So it's very biblical to talk about the anointing with oil. Remember how kings were anointed, King David? Remember they poured it over his head, all flowed down, right? Flowed down through the beard and everything with Solomon. So anointing with oil is very biblical. So I went to the camp obviously has a kitchen. So I went to the kitchen to get some oil and put in a little cup, and we use that, and you know, to make the sign of the cross on that. And we went, I anointed everything. Beds, cabin doors, chairs, table, any place that those pilgrims even have a chance of being. I was all about it, you know, because we're proclaiming that as holy ground. We're claiming that from the victory for Jesus. Neat stuff. See you, Todd. But yeah, awesome stuff. It was a neat time. But when I was getting that, there's two young ladies that work at the camp that I had the privilege of meeting. And I explained to them what I was going to be doing. And they said, oh, I've not been anointed with oil. I said, well, would you like to be? So when you're anointing someone with oil, you're claiming them for Christ, okay? I mean, they're saying, hey, I believe, I want to do this. You're claiming them. So what was neat is, we talked for probably 15 or 20 minutes about a lot of things. And I anointed them with oil. And then I got connected with them on Facebook. And since then, both of them have been seeing just some amazing things going on in their lives, God-related. They're hearing God's voice more clearly. They're getting in situations where, where God's just showing them what needs to happen. It's awesome. It's just awesome. It's a powerful experience. At the camp, they have a prayer garden down there. And this prayer garden is circular, and it has a fountain in the middle, stone fountain. It's probably, I'm guessing, 6-7 feet wide diameter. But this prayer garden was created probably about 40-50 years ago. So the vines that go over the trellises and that, I mean, the vines are, a couple inches thick. I mean, it's old and it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, beautiful area. So one of the events we did was down through there. They've also got a fire pit, and the fire pit's kind of neat because they got the fire and they've got. Almost think of it like an amphitheater where it's circular seats, at like four levels all the way around it, which was also a really neat area to do a lot of things. Wonderful, awesome event. Each day is designed to build upon the next. It's meant for people to understand God's love, his agape love. It's awesome. It's awesome. It actually goes off of, I'll actually read the scripture that they actually base a lot of this off of, and that's Luke 23, which is on the walk to Emmaus. So being that I'm talking about the walk to Emmaus, I might as well be actually specific instead of letting the Bible fall open like I do a lot of times, to actually go specific to this. So what happens in the walk to Emmaus, Jesus has died and he's been risen again. So now it's just discovered that Jesus' body is not in the grave, right? So there are let me just get right to the specific scripture so I can read it to you properly. Here it is, on the road to Emmaus. So this is Luke 24, starting at verse 13. It says, "Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, which is about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and they were talking to each other about everything that happened. And as they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. So to them it was a stranger. All right. So to them they think they're walking with a stranger. And he, meaning Jesus, asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still. Their faces were downcast. And one of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. And the chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he, Jesus, was alive. Then some of the companions went to the tomb and found it just as the woman had said, but him, Jesus, they did not see. And he said to them," Jesus is saying to them now, "how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." Because remember, Isaiah and many prophets prior predicted this exact event, right? "Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter in his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." It's pretty cool, man, to be taught by Jesus, right? "And as they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he were going to go farther, but they urged him strongly, 'Stay with us, for it is nearly evening, the day is almost over.' So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight." Neat, huh? "And they asked each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us as he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?' So they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem." Remember, this is 7 miles, all right? Walking. "They went to Jerusalem. Then they were found, there they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, 'It is true, the Lord has risen and it appeared and has appeared to Simon.' Then the two of them that had appeared on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke bread." Pretty cool, huh? And then later Jesus visits the disciples and all the other good stuff. But that's the basis of the, it's actually, that's essentially how the whole thing starts, you know, where they're making reference to that scripture. And it's a very powerful event. It's for men, it's for women. And it's powerful. It's really powerful. I encourage y'all to get involved with it. And for those of you watching on Facebook, it's on worldwide. So just go to theupperroom.org. And look for Walk to Emmaus, or just Google Walk to Emmaus, and you can find it. There's one in Dayton, there's in Cincinnati, ours is Northern Lights, which is in primarily Westchester, Mason area. There's quite a few communities around the world, for that matter. But awesome. Awesome good stuff. Good stuff. Speaking of good stuff, I've got it's not always good, but it's a prayer request. So I have a prayer request from Karen for her mom's lung and bladder cancer. For the mom, we're definitely going to be lifting that up, Karen, as we get in our circle here in a few minutes, because that stuff does not belong. It's got to end. It's got to stop. I think so. Okay. I'm going to take some requests here local, so those of you watching on Facebook, if you have any prayer requests, please go ahead and click through them. Bruce, I see you sitting here. Thanks for playing the bass tonight, Bruce, and all the other fun stuff you do. What can we lift up for you today, brother?
Life is good.
Life is good. I like that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, do you still have a house in Florida? That's a fair question.
Yeah.
So it survived? It didn't?
It survived.
So we're just proclaiming that your house in Florida will be sold this time, right?
Well,
at the price you want.
Yeah, that's all been negotiated, but the guy forgot one little detail. The guy's buying it, and that's that he's still married. And
So he's working out the internal negotiations there, right?
So it's just minor details, you know.
Indeed. Bear with me just a second here. Looks like Michelle has put a request in for Philip. He has a gallstone. He is told he needs to get surgery. All right, well, that gallstone is going to go ahead and dissolve and go away. No surgery. No surgery. God's going to take care of that. And, okay, I'm back engaged. Sorry. I got to catch these before they scroll off. But yeah. Everything else doing well?
Everything is well.
That's awesome. That's awesome. You look good. Remember, it's more important to look good than to do good. And you look marvelous. Comparing to relatives. You guys always keep me entertained. Always good. Tom, how you been?
I'm fine.
Tom is styling with this this Bluetooth around the neck ear headset thing. I mean, I'm digging this.
Yeah, I got a new phone too.
Oh, and a new phone. Is it the same color?
No.
Tom, here, wait a minute. We need to let people just fully get the full gist of this. All right, sit up, Brandon. Sit up, Brandon. Okay, so sometimes things run. Oh, you're kidding me. That stopped. Here. Oh, then we're gonna do this. There we go. All right. So check out this thing around Tom's. Check out this thing around Tom's neck. All right. You're styling, man. You're styling. What can we lift? We're lifting up for you today, Brother Tom. How are your, forget my term, I'm going to say wards. Is that the right? Wards. Oh, all right. How are your wards? The 26-year-old still hanging in there?
I have no idea.
Oh, it's not a ward of the state anymore? Oh. Okay. Well, that's
a family friend that's taken over.
Okay. So someone else is now taking over that. Okay.
Yes, and the hospital's already calling the court every day.
Oh, boy. And you, but you had a couple other ones too. I think they had cancer too, right? How are those wards?
They're stable.
They are stable.
Wanda is in Palm Springs, California, for the National Guardianship Convention.
She's in Palm Springs, California. Isn't life rough?
She's a convention chair, so it has to go right.
Okay. Oh wow. So blessings of peace and success, right, for her.
Correct.
Peace and success for Wanda in Palm Springs.
It's only 76 degrees.
Oh, it's 76 there? Oh, okay. I can groove with that. It's great to see you here, Tom. Anything else we should be lifting up for your brother?
No.
All right. God is good. God is good. So, Brandon, you surviving your professors? The one in particular?
I'm surviving. It became evident today, finally. It's a mutual dislike now. It's no longer a one-way street.
Okay. Brandon, the college professor challenges. Okay. Oh, you are. You're going to Columbus. On what Saturday?
Yeah.
Saturday morning. All right. Saturday morning drive to Columbus.
And then lastly for my ears, because when you said Tom's wards, I thought you said Tom's warts.
Ah. Actually, it would probably be more for my tongue than for your ears if you both heard it the same way. Mispronunciations. You guys, always humor. There's always humor in this world. Oh, awesome. Awesome, Sherry. Awesome, Sherry. More peace. Rita, how is, I mean, you've been challenged in a lot of different ways with your family and that. How are things?
Challenges
and blessings.
Ago,
cousin died 3 weeks ago. Sister had surgery. How old's your daughter-in-law?
My daughter-in-law, she's 30.
Only 30 and she hurt 34 and hurt her back?
Yeah, they did x-rays and the blessing was it was just a strain.
Okay, just strain, good.
And then I found out I had bronchitis. And I found out I wasn't really healed from my bronchitis because my rheumatologist was trying to cure me.
Bronchitis for you. Oh, gee. So you hit some kind of a shot in your knee that actually turns out to be a chemo, essentially chemo-based, or?
He actually, when I told him the new medicine I was on, he says, get off of that.
Oh, wow.
He said, he just gave me a cortisone shot.
Right.
But he said that medicine that he's giving you every week is a chemo drug.
Yuck.
And so
chemo drugs are no good.
I told him that I wanted off of it.
Absolutely. Tumors on thyroid. Well, you're going to let us pray for you about all that stuff, I hope, right? Absolutely. That's good. I'm glad you're feeling better, but we want you to be 100%. You got to be 100%. That's how God created you. We don't need to put up with any of this other stuff. Okay, I don't see anything else coming through Facebook. No, we actually made it on one page here. Can you believe that? Actually made it on one page. Yeah, you can't believe that. Tom.
One thing, too.
Yeah.
My nephew was in the hurricane. And,
your nephew, he was in the hurricane?
Yeah, he was fine. He was pulled an hour back, but they still did damage and it destroyed his condo. And FEMA came in and they were going to take his hotel room away from him.
Really?
So that FEMA people could stay there and put him in a FEMA tent.
Okay.
And his boss called him and said, hey,
yeah, he needs a real place to stay, huh?
So he was able to have a secure place for you and wife.
I gotta figure out what's wrong with this.
Everything there was except their animals
and a few
cars. Wow. So that was a blessing. He's okay.
Everybody's okay then. That's good. All right. All right. Oh, Tanya has joined us too. Tanya and Terry and Amy, welcome. All right. Guys, let's get into our circle here. Let's lift up some prayers. Lifting up some prayers here. Tom's got me on. I hear you. Yeah, perfect. Look at this guy. He's got all this figured out.
He's moved twice, but he's right on the beach. So
he's on the beach. So, wow.
I wasn't going back to Palm Springs there. Rough life.
Oh, wow. Well, Lord, we thank you for the gathering of the saints here. As we lift up all these things that are challenging us and coming against us. So, Lord, we thank you for the protection that has been received through the hurricane and especially of life. And we know there's been a great loss of property. And Lord, for those people especially, we thank you thank you for your peace upon them as you make a way for them to stay in perfect peace and just go through this rebuilding restoration process. We're just lifting all of them up, Lord, that they just, all their needs are met, you know, as Matthew 6 declares all that to us, that God will provide all our needs, you know, if we let him. So thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we're lifting up Karen's mom. Been dealing with different cancers on the lung and the bladder. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come against that garbage, come against cancer, come against cancer and all things, contrary to the word and the will of God, commanding they bow right now. They bow and go in the name of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, I thank you as Karen's mom is made fully whole as we stand here in agreement proclaiming in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I thank you for all the blessings upon Bruce and his family and his properties. And just joy, joy, joy. Right, Bruce? Joy, joy. God is good. God is good. God is so good. And thank you, Lord, that for Brandon's endurance. Brandon's endurance and his daily challenges through school, through life. God loves you, man.
All is well.
But still good to be supported in prayer. Lord, we're lifting up this request from Michelle for Philip for these gallstones. You know, the doctors, of course, are saying surgery, but we say no. We say no. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that the gallstones, they dissolve and they leave his body with no ill effect. No need for surgery. It just goes. Just dissolve and gone. Supernaturally just gone. For nothing is impossible for you, O Lord. Absolutely nothing. Nothing. Thank you, Jesus, for perfectly perfect. And speaking of cancer, Tom, your wards, you know, you're still dealing with some of them, still dealing with different variations with cancer and all the other torment they're dealing with. Oh, quit it. You guys. No, but God is good. God is good. And God loves joy, too. God loves joy. Thank you for Wanda's protection, for her peace, for her success in balmy Palm Springs. God bless her. God is good. Thank you. Blessings for you, Brandon, on your drive. Your upcoming drive, just perfect peace, clear paths. When you get in that vehicle as you're driving, say, Lord, I thank you for clear paths. And he will make a way. He will make a way. God does that. God does these things. Yeah. And Lord, we just speak of special blessings for Rita. We're glad you're here, Rita. And we know that the enemy's been working you and your family hard over this past month especially. You know, we just thank God for the blessed memories of your cousin that passed a few weeks back, and just no one will see him again in paradise. That's a beautiful thing. And thank you, Lord, for Rita being able to help her sister, and for full recovery, full supernaturally fast recovery on the surgery that she had. And we're thanking you, Lord, that the daughter-in-law's back is fully restored. Thank you, it was only sprained, but it still hurts. So thank you, Lord, as all the pain goes, as all the flexibility is restored, she's made fully whole. Rita, we're coming against bronchitis and these thyroid tumors that they're claiming about. I'm going to have you sit down here, and we're going to lay hands on you, okay, for that stuff. That stuff's got to go. And I guess for your knee, too. If you're getting a shot in the knee, you got to pray for a knee, too. Got to pray for a knee. But God is good. I don't think I see any others that came through. But thank you, Jesus, as we lift all these things. And, of course, thanking God for all the men that went through the Emmaus walk this past week. We actually have a gathering tomorrow night. And I get to play bass in the Dave Edwards band. Ooh, I'm excited about that. It's fun.
And we also thank God for having you here.
Thank you, brother.
Take Emmaus.
And for Emmaus, yeah. Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. And for techie things that go wrong on Sundays when I'm not here.
I didn't want to bring that up.
the enemy, you must have been a powerful messenger on Sunday for all the electronic problems you guys had here. Oh, God is good. Let's join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pull a chair over here for you, Rita. We want to go ahead and claim the victory for you here. Have a seat, young lady. That's right. It is nothing. Three little spots are going to go away, right? Come on, guys. The victory here for Rita. Come on. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. We're going to let you giggling. Oh, joy of the Lord already. Well, Rita. Okay, I'm with you. Are you advertising your jeans?
Advertising Armstrong Automotive here for a second. I'm just
okay.
Plugging.
You have it on your jean? It's on your back. Back of your shirt. I thought it was on his jeans.
Oh, good. Yeah, it's
thought of that.
It's Thursday night, you know. Anything goes Thursday night. Thursday. Anything, and it does happen Thursday. Lord, I thank you for Rita. I thank you, Daddy, for your great grace and mercy upon her. Thank you for the great blessings she brings to us, Lord. Blessings in song and in spirit by just the joy that flows through her, Lord Jesus. Lord, the doctors are trying to give her a bad report, claiming garbage on the thyroid and bronchitis and knee joint, all this junk, and it's all this stuff must, there goes, all this stuff must bow right now in the name of Yeshua Christ Jesus. Everybody repeat after me, this healing belongs to Rita.
This healing belongs to Rita.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Because of what Jesus has done.
Your turn, Rita, this healing belongs to me. Because of what Jesus has done. I hang loose here a second. Lord, I thank you right now as she feels that thyroid being touched, her entire body, mind, and spirit, as your power flows from the top of the head down through the soles of her feet. I thank you, Daddy, for new thyroid, for new lungs, for new knees, just every joint in her body, Lord. Every cell, every fiber of her being. I thank you, Lord, as she just is lit up in the name of Jesus. Well, I don't know about you guys, but she's getting pretty warm. Yeah. That's God's loving on you. Refresh my memory. Where's the thyroid located?
Right here.
Okay, you feeling anything right there?
I'm warm. My neck's real warm.
Your neck's warm. Beautiful. Good. God's burning it out there for you. Thank you, Lord. We're claiming God's purifying Holy Spirit fire on you right now. Just the fire of God that just restores and renews, that purifies. Because you know when they talk about refining silver, right, what happens? It's placed over fire and all the impurities rise up, right? And that's what's happening right here. The fire of God is getting all those impurities and just sweat out of you. All this junk has got to go. It's got to go. So we just speak more life, more strength, more glory. Thank you, Jesus. More glory upon her. When does, regarding your knee, when does it hurt the most? When you walk?
It's when I go up steps.
Go up steps.
But like I said, I had a shot today.
So you're not really feeling it because the shot's kind of numbed all that right now?
He did it, yeah. Because he did an x-ray and he said there's arthritis there. But,
okay, well, leave your hand right there on that knee. Right knee. So is it both knees or just the one knee? Just the one. Her left knee?
I heard it in basketball years ago.
He says, great for your age.
Another gray hair anyway.
That's right. All right. Well, bless God. I thank you, Lord. We come against arthritis. Arthritis and all things contrary to God's. Lord, I thank you, Daddy, is that any variation of arthritis and junk just goes. Thank you, Lord, as all the squishy stuff is restored in there, as all the goodness and normal is made whole in the name of Jesus Christ. I know there's a techie name for it, but don't make me pronounce it. It's easier to say squishy stuff, right? Come on, God knows what we're talking about. So, Daddy, I thank you for brand new knees. So when this shot would normally wear off, when do they claim that is? Like a couple weeks or what?
A couple weeks.
All right, so you're going to know for sure in a couple weeks that God's taking care of that. But Lord, I thank you to let her feel that right now. So we call the power of God into that knee. So, Lord, let her feel that glory. Lighten up all her knee, deep down in every joint, Lord, where all the bones come together, where all the stuff that they claim is gone, arthritis, go. Cartilage and all that good stuff be fully restored. Fully restored. What do you feel in your knee right now, if anything?
Just a tiny bit of warmth.
Tiny bit of warmth? Hold on a second. Stick. Just keep your hand there. Okay, so I put my hand on her knee here. Just let God let it really flow. So I thank you, Lord, right now. Knee, you be made whole right now. Darkness and sickness, disease, arthritis, you get out. You get out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You are illegal. We bind you and command you go. And I thank you, Lord, as her knees are made fully whole. Fully whole right now. Well, that's different. I'm feeling cold now. What are you feeling?
It's kind of a mixture.
It's wild, like isn't it?
Yeah, I've never felt that before.
Good. All right, Lord, make it more. More on that knee. Well, that was different too. Keep it going, Lord. That is neat. It's kind of like icy hot.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
God's icy hot. How cool is that? Or how hot is that? Or both.
He knows what works, I guess.
He knows what works, is right. So thank you, Lord. Get in there and just take care of it all. For nothing's impossible for God. So all these other things we've lifted up in our prayer circle heal, that same Holy Spirit is the same Holy Spirit touching this knee right now and taking care of all the cancers and sore backs and bronchitis and all the other junk. Well, you still got stuff going on there, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
This feels weird, I think.
I thank you, Jesus, for brand new. For brand new, in the name of Jesus. Brand new knees. How are your lungs in that feeling right now? Can you take
a
breath?
I feel good now.
They're feeling good?
Yeah, I do feel good.
Good. Good.
That feels more like a swirling or something.
A swirling?
There. Yeah. That's
really?
I've never felt that before. And it stopped the medicine. That was at 8 o'clock this morning. That's gone.
Yeah. You're feeling a swirling. Yeah, that's
like
neat.
Almost neat. I don't know. It's weird. I've never felt that before.
Nice. That's what God does. See, it's your faith setting you free. We're just cheerleaders. We all stand here and cheering.
We can do it. I almost cried when we were singing. I can only imagine.
Beautiful song, isn't it?
I just have to praise when I'm singing it.
Did I tell you why we're singing that song? Mm-hmm. We are singing that song because Roger Creasy, and for those listening who attends this church, he was a pilgrim on the walk. Mm-hmm. And when they were, I happened to be standing next to him when they were singing that song. And he said, boy, I really like that song. So that's why we're doing that song.
Absolutely.
It's a beautiful song, isn't it? And thank you for singing one of the verses, all of it for that matter. Because God is good. Well, you still got stuff going on there.
Yeah, it still feels like okay. Have you ever felt a butterfly or something, how it kind of flutters?
Nice.
It's like,
a butterfly flutter. Well, that's neat. A butterfly fluttering. I can work with that. Thank you,
butterflies
Jesus.
Butterflies are new beginning, right?
That's right.
Isn't that what it's
butterflies
like?
Are new beginning. That's very, very excellent. Yeah, you're right.
What type of butterfly?
What type of butterfly?
I don't know. It could be a moth, knowing me.
What type of butterfly? Only Tom would ask that. What kind of butterfly do you think that is?
An itty bitty one. It's not a very big one.
Monarch butterfly.
Wow. Tom thinks it's a monarch. Okay, we can work with that.
Doesn't feel great big in there.
You think if it's a tiny little flutter, you're not, okay, it's probably not a monarch then if it's a tiny one.
When
okay.
You're pregnant, when the baby first moves, but you guys wouldn't know what that's like.
These poor people on Facebook, what are these people talking about?
Oh, God. He got me there. Yeah.
All right. Oh,
so when the baby
first
turns, moves, you feel a fluttering.
No. Well, I have to take your word. We have to take
your
word for
that.
We wouldn't know that.
Your mother wouldn't know what I was talking
okay.
about.
A fluttering.
It's called quickening when you first feel the baby move. It feels like a butterfly in there.
Really?
It's real. It's cool. It's so cool you guys should be able to. It's unfortunate.
I can only just imagine.
It's just
imagine. I can only imagine. Can only imagine.
I've had some.
Can only imagine. You know, I keep, every time I think I'm going to take my hand off here, it just gets stronger.
Yeah,
so.
I'd like to say, it feels like there's
okay.
a fluttering in there.
I'll just hang loose here until God says take your hand off. Because God is good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for brand new. Brand new.
This is probably the best day I've had as far as feeling exhausted.
Well, that's right. You've been busy.
In all this time.
You've been busy, so we speak strength. Strength in Jesus to you. Thank you, Lord.
I feel clear-headed. I feel
nice.
Like...
Nice. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's funny. Like I said, every time I feel like I'm going to... Every time I'm thinking, I'm going to pull my hand off, it just gets stronger. It's okay. Come on, Lord. Let's finish this up. I'm an impatient human. Thank you, Jesus, for brand new. Brand new. Brand new, Lord. Thank you. Just if anything needs to continue, Lord, I thank you as it continues. Now, okay, now I can take it off. Because God is good. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. God's loving on you. God's loving on you. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Nice. Nice. Actually, I saw you on the. I can only imagine. I saw you really. You were really touched. Yeah, you're really touched, and that's beautiful. That's what singing's all about. Actually, they are. It's this Wednesday, isn't it? Or this coming Wednesday? All right. Well, hey, we're gonna say goodbye to our Facebook. Stick around here, guys. We're gonna say goodbye to our Facebook folks. Thanks everybody for joining us tonight. Remember, your healing it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. We've lifted up prayer. Speak it in faith. Proclaim it. For a lot of you, that's tired of being on defense. Oh, quit that. You got tired of, you quit messing around with being on defense. The enemy's been beating you up. You have the authority of Christ. Command that garbage to go. Stand on the faith and trust in Jesus' name, and we'll see you next week. God bless you guys.